Gimel Kislev, Siman Chaf Aleph, Halacha Gimel Luet Halacha Ches. Here we go. In Halacha Gimel, we learn the concept of Tashlumim. We already said it beautifully, you saw from the Mishnah Siyavit, so see how beautifully it works to explain the Machlekas Kitzur Shonoch on the Mishnah Berurah. Because according to the Kitzur Shonoch, when a person is having a compensation tefillah, has to be what's called the tefillah smucha. Now, what that means is that if a person is davening, let's say, missed out on Shachis, so you could only make it up by Mincha. You can't make it up when it comes to, if you have Shachis and Mincha, you won't be able to make it up by Mariv for all tefillahs, only for Mincha. Now, that's one halacha that Kitzur is teaching us. Even on that, by the way, the Achorim say that you could write tefillahs Nadavan if you have a Saf, and you should be Mechadash. Mechadash basically means you think of something else new that you needed to daven for. And that's what the Baal HaTanya says. Now, when it comes to the next halacha is, when the perceived dalad, when a person is davening, it's a day of Musa, like Rosh Chodesh. If a person didn't daven Shachis, he could make it up by Mincha, even though, technically speaking, there's a Musaf in between. So maybe you would say that's not considered the Tfilah Smucha. The answer is it is, because Musaf really technically you could say all day, all the way till Shkia, or till Tseis. We'll learn about that. Now, when it comes to Tfilas Musaf, so the halacha is, because it says you can't say two Musafs, meaning you would think maybe, you know, I could have two Musafs in order to make up for the Shachas. No, you can't. There's different reasons given for that. Pashab Shah is because, since you're mentioning Musaf, so it can't be working for Shachas. Pim Gadim says it's because you can't bring two Korbanos Musaf. Either way, the point is, as long as Shachas, Zman Tfil Shachas didn't pass, you could still actually daven. I mean, even if you daven Musaf, you can still daven Shachas. On this, by the way, the Ben Ishchai actually argues. Very interesting. He says, preferable, once you daven the ready Musaf, instead of davening Shachas, you should daven two Minchas. Someone once asked me, he came to davening, he wanted to daven Musaf before Shachas. You see, quite that's a major problem to do so. The next halacha, Sif Hei, speaks about the Tashlumin for a tefillah has to be in the Zman of the Tfilah Smucha, but in the Zman of Chiyuv, that you're davening the Tfilah Smucha. This is what I was pointing out. Like, wait, the Kitzur Shochanoch, let's say you missed out on Shachis. So you're davening Mincha now. So you have to do it, meaning it has to be close to the Mincha that you're davening now as a Chiyuv. If there's a lot of space in between, it's much later, you won't be able to make it up. On this, also the Chofetz Chaim argues. Now here it fits beautifully to the Yisod that we were saying. Going to the Kitzur Shochanoch, it's a direct connection and an extension of the tefillah that you're davening right now, the chiyuv tefillah that you're davening. According to Mishnah Berurah, no, it's just a makeup. So what's the difference if you're making it up later, as long as it didn't reach a different zman tefillah? Now, here's another connection to this. The halacha is a tefillah satashlumim, is when you're making up the tefillah that you're missing, so you're davening, and let's say you're davening mincha, so you're davening an exact replica of the mincha you're davening right now. And that makes up for the shachas that you missed out. So here are some of the examples, and you see how this plays a role. Person didn't daven mincha erev Shabbos, so he davens Arvis twice. Now erev Shabbos, he's davening a regular tefillah chol. Friday night, he's davening really two shmones. The two shmones is a Shabbos shmones. Ad kedekach, according to Kitzur Shochanoch, if you daven the tefillah chol on the second tefillah on Friday night to make up for your mincha that you missed out, you're not yours. You have to daven again. On this, Chavetz Chaim says you don't, because according to Chavetz Chaim, you're looking at it as a real makeup of mincha. Mincha you were supposed to daven the tefillah chol. So that's another perfect nafkamina between the two. Between the Chavetz Chaim and the Kitzur Shochanoch. Also, Erev Rosh Chodesh. Person didn't daven Mincha, Erev Rosh Chodesh, no problem. Arvis, you daven two times, Shmoneh Esrei, and both times you say Yalav Yavai. And if you didn't daven, this is a big Chiddush. If you didn't daven Arvis, Marvin, you davening Shachis, and you daven two Shmoneh Esrei. So since now you davening Shachis, you have to daven two Shachis, according to the way daven Shachis, and that means Ad Kedekach. That if you didn't say Yalav Yov in the second tefillah, which is the Tashlumim, you have to go back, because Shachas, you have to go back, even though you're davening for the Marv. On this, Chofetz Chaim argues, he says, what do you mean? The whole thing is a compensation of Marv. If you got that, if you forgot to say Yalav Yov by Marv, you wouldn't have to repeat it. So here's a perfect nafkamina between the two. Shabbos, if a person didn't daven Mincha, he davens Arvis Marv twice. Now here, there's a big distinction, meaning, when it comes to Atachan Antanum, the rule is you only have to do Avdalah once. So even though here you missed out on Shabbos Mincha, a person fell asleep, and especially in these short Shabboses. So he missed out on Mincha Shabbos, so he makes up by davening two Shmonesas by Mariv. But here, only the first Mariv is where you say Atochan Antanu. You do not see it in the second one. Another Nafkamin means a person didn't daven Mariv, and he's davening two Shachis, only the Tfilas HaShlamah, the you say Atochan Antanu. On this, also the Chofetz Chaim argues and says, that you do not say Hatochan Natan with the Tfilas Hashlama, although he ends up saying in a different place that if you didn't do Havdalah Alakos, then you should say Hatochan Natan in the second Tfilah. And last, two more halachas, Siv Zayin, the person didn't say Rosh Chodesh by Mincha, he didn't say Yalav Yavah, and at night there's already a regular weekday. Oh, so here's another nafkamina. There's no point in saying Tushim Nezahs at night. Why? Because you're not going to say Yalav Yavah. According to the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, you're not making any, you're not being marviach anything. You're just trying to make up the Yalav Yavah. You're not going to make it up. So therefore, he says, don't daven Tushim Nezahs. The Chavetz Chaim argues in this, and many Chaim argue and say, no, you should, because at the end of the day, you're missing a tefillah. It's also that you say that we're saying, and since you're missing a tefillah, you daven Shmoneh Esrei at night, even though you're not going to mention Yalav Yavah. And lastly, when it comes to davening Musaf, the Zman of Musaf is the entire day. And if a person didn't say Musaf, so you would think maybe you could make it up by Marav. The answer is absolutely not. There's no Tashlumin for Musaf at night. And the reason is because since Musaf was totally instituted based on the Shammah form, so saying to make up for the Korbanos, given Shavuot Zman, I better Korbanos.